Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth.
In Ephesians, I'm back in Ephesians. I can't get out of Ephesians. I think I may just camp out there for a while, but I'm in Ephesians chapter 2. We've read it through the services at night. Dennis had it on his heart. I'm preaching out of it again on Sunday, or my intention is. Ephesians 2, and listen at this, in verse number 11. I want you to just listen to this. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Wherefore, remember that ye being in the time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands. That's talking about the Gentiles and the Jews right there, who that's in reference to. And son, that's what we are, or we were. I've been grafted in, I've changed families. That at that time you were without Christ. I just feel like somebody here tonight, that's where they're at. They're without Him. What a sad place to be without Christ. Randall, somebody should have come in your message there. Somebody should have come without Christ. Listen, you either have Christ or you're without Christ. It's a bad day to be without Christ. And you know, you can be without anything in this world, but you don't need to be without Christ. Being aliens. Look, you know what that means? That's not Star Wars or Darth Vader or something. That's a non-participant. That's what that means. That word means there. You're not participating in the, you were an alien from Christ, alien from the commonwealth of Israel, not in the family, and strangers from the covenants of promise. He had preached on this a while back, having no hope. If you don't have Christ, you don't have any hope. Listen, if your hope's in America, your hope's in the wrong place. If your hope's in your bank account, it's in the wrong place. If your hope's in your health, it's in the wrong place. All of those things will fail you. Strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Do you remember that? He said, remember when this was you? But now, somebody ought to take a lap. But now, woo! In Christ Jesus, ye, listen, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. How did I get in? What can wash away my sin but the blood of Jesus? Praise God. Aren't you glad that the blood on Calvary was enough to pay your sin debt? You know what you owe tonight? Your sin debt is zero, praise God. But you've got to claim the prize and the price that's been paid, or you will stand before God. It's by the blood. Remember that when He made you nigh by the blood. This is what I was going to preach tonight. For He is our peace. I was going to preach on He is our peace. Can I ask you a personal question tonight? Is He your peace? When I read that this morning, I've read this book I don't know how many times, but when I read that this morning, it greased my wheel. I mean, I begged God and I went to bed. I didn't know what I was going to do tonight. You want to have a home run. You want to give them something good. And I said, God, I don't have a thing. My daily Bible reading kept me in Ephesians. And I read that this morning. And I said, bless God, if the world falls apart, I've got peace. It don't matter what comes my way. That girl that's a dying, that mama that's a dying for herself, her personal self, she's got peace. I've seen them die with peace, and I've seen them die without peace. And I'm telling you, it's better to have peace. I remember when Jerry Adkins looked me in the eye, and I'm telling you, he had cancer. He smelled like cancer. The house smelled like cancer. It was bad. He was 38 years old. He looked at me, that big old man, and said, "Mike, I'm dying. What do I do now?" I said, "Close your eyes and fly to glory." Hallelujah. And that's what happened. He started shouting, "I see blue. I see blue." It was snowing like crazy outside. He's yelling, "I see blue." You know what blue is, don't you? That represents the heavenlies. What kind of peace you got tonight? You know what that is? That peace that there is absolute peace. It's absolute peace. He said, "My peace I give unto you. My peace. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In this world you got tribulation. But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. In me, in Christ, by the blood. What have we got? We got peace, praise God. He is my peace." It's absolute peace. It doesn't waver. It doesn't go away. It doesn't disappear. Listen, it is absolute peace. Verse number 15, he said this. He said that he might make himself, I'm at the bottom of the verse, twain one new man, that's us and the Jews, and one body, all the new man, all fitting into the new man, and that's us as a picture of the body of Christ. So making peace. What is that? That is accompanying peace. That is peace that goes with you. That's peace that goes with you. When you're in a hospital, Brother John, there's that peace you're talking about having that day. When you'd had the stroke and couldn't move your arm. Said, "I got peace." Hallelujah. That's the peace that goes with you. It's accompanying peace. Verse 17 said it like this, though. Or verse 17. He said, "And came and preached peace." You know what that is? Hear me, and I'm about done. That is this. There's two groups of people there. Look in that verse. There's two groups of people. "And came and preached peace to you which were afar off." He's preaching to those that was afar off. And to them that were nigh. So what does that say? He's preaching to them near and far. Near and far. But you know what he's preaching? Peace that's available. Available peace. Let me show you something that I learned, I got today, and I'm done. Jewel can start playing something. She wants to real soft. I'm studying this in between doctor visits and stuff today, just stuff. And I thought I was going to preach on over there when he's going after, he tells them to get in the ship. They're going over to he's going to preach to the maniac of Gadara. He's going to preach to this guy that's crazy. He's filled with demons. And Jesus knows he's over there waiting on him. And he's going to go to the land of the Gadarenes, the hog lovers. He's going to the pig farmers, and he goes across that way, and there he is waiting on him. But before he gets there, he gets them on the ship, and there's the ship Jesus is on, and there's all the other little ships. The Bible said the little ships were with him, and I've preached on the little ships, and I've heard 100 messages on it. But I never got this thought until today. Don't you listen real close. Jesus was just on one boat. And at that time, Jesus was God in the flesh, so he couldn't be on all the boats. He was just on one boat. But watch this. But you know,
They asked the most foolish question, I think, that's in scriptures. And they said, carest thou not that we perish? He cares if you perish. He don't want you to perish. He don't want you to perish. He died so you would not perish. What a foolish question. Carest thou not that we perish? Do you think you're going down? I'm the one that made all this stuff. He parted the sea once. If that thing got too bad, he'd just parted it. We could have walked right on out of there. But here's the thing that got me today. Brother Ivan, here's what I thought. When he said, peace be still, it didn't just affect the boat that he was in. It affected all the other little boats too. What does that mean? That means that he may be aboard. He may be aboard your boat, but your family or your member, your friends, wherever you're at, he may not be aboard their boat. But when he says peace to you, it affects everybody around you. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet.
Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.